You're listening to Live from the Back Room on 106.1 Flip FM. I'm the big boy, and today we are here with Casey Chestnut. Casey, thank you so much for joining us today.
Hey, thank you again for having me.
Absolutely. Now, you know, astute listeners will notice that last name, Chestnut, and obviously let's go ahead and get this out of the way. You have some relation to other folks named Chestnut in the country music world.
Yeah. So Mark Chestnut's my father, and it's kind of what got all this going.
We'll talk about that more in a second, but really, you know, I want to hear about, you know, your story, because I find it fascinating, kind of your knowledge of guitar, your knowledge of kind of the world that you're, you know, kind of back into now, and we'll talk about that in a second. But I'll start with a question I usually wrap up with. That's, you know, when you are doing interviews and you're talking to people, what's the one question that no one asks you about that you love talking about?
I mean, I've got a really, not a lot of people ask about, you know, my military experience as much, in the sense of like, you know, where I've been. It's more or less like, you know, how did you feel about it and this and that. What my favorite thing about the military, and the only thing I really did like about it, was the amount of traveling. I'm intrigued by different places and the different cultures and stuff. And one of the things I enjoyed more than anything, and the only thing I really enjoyed about the military, was seeing different parts of the world and seeing all the different just landmarks and seeing the different types of people and places. And that's like something that's pretty cool to me, because growing up in Southeast Texas, you know, I had never really left the area as often. And for anybody really going into the military or doing anything that requires traveling at the extent that I did, it's just something that changes you. I'm not like, I wouldn't consider myself cultured or worldly, but like, you know, it's just cool to know, you know, what else is out there and how other people live.
So I understand you were in the Marines 5 years, is that right?
Yes.
So what would then be the most, not necessarily exotic, but like, what was that one point where you're standing somewhere and you're like, wow, I am very far from home right now?
I've had a lot of those experiences, man. One of my most notable moments doing that was, we were doing, some training stuff outside of Kuwait, or outside of Camp Buring in Kuwait, and just looking at a vast desert at nighttime, and just like thinking, man, this kind of looks like Central or West Texas.
we're familiar, yeah.
Yeah, and just seeing like just seeing that and really feeling it and smelling the air and standing there in a whole different setting, you know, feeling the weight of everything on your body and just like looking down at yourself and saying, man, like, how did I get here? That was really a moment in my life where I felt really blessed, because I mean, it wasn't like I really wanted to be there at the time, but it was just cool to stand there and say, hey, like, I'm here, like, I'm this far away from home, and I'm in this place that a huge majority of people are never going to get to stand in. And I felt like humbled by that. So that was kind of something pretty cool, just standing there in the desert in Kuwait, just staring off at nothing. I don't know.
That sounds amazing. I mean, like you said, you know, a lot of us can kind of picture that, you know, those of us out here in West Texas, but we may not necessarily, you know, there's no way to think about the fact that we'd be on the complete other side of the world from everything that we know, you know. So going back, you mentioned, you know, you're, you know, Southeast Texas boy, you're born and raised Beaumont area, right?
Yes.
And you grew up obviously in country music, you know, but how did you yourself decide, yeah, I'm going to pursue this. I like this enough to try it out myself.
So one thing that really got me was when I was a kid, it was really cool just kind of going to my dad's shows and just sitting there on the side of the stage and just watching my dad come to life and seeing the people around him just enjoy what they were watching. And just knowing that my dad had made it to a level where people enjoyed being around him and people enjoyed listening to him, and that he had that effect on people, it was something inspiring. I wanted to do something like that. I wanted to be, you know, it wasn't like I wanted to be famous or anything. I just sincerely wanted to make people as happy and excited about, you know, what they were doing as my dad did. And it was really cool that my dad could create something or perform in a way that would make people feel that way.
So we're talking today, early January 2022. You have just dropped your latest single, Even Texas Couldn't Hold Her. Kind of walk us through, tell us about, before we drop out and play the song, like, what, tell us about it. What are we going to hear?
So Even Texas Couldn't Hold Her was a song written by Keith Smith. He had sent that song to us. We'd had a couple artists send us a bunch of songs, and that song just stuck out like a sore thumb in this huge list of songs I was staring at. And when I listened to it, man, I was just immediately like captured by the use of fiddle, the use of steel, the potential for more instruments. And one of my favorite things about it was, I mean, there's the sheer imagery in the song. I mean, it's not very vivid, but it's just, you know, I can see I can see the song in my head, and just the emotion behind it. And it's just really, it's a really strong song, in my opinion. And it really encompasses everything Texas is. You know, it's very vast, and the song talks about how even Texas couldn't hold her, being like how vast and large Texas is, and having, you know, such a diverse and such a wide range of cities and areas, like that being itself, not being able to like keep someone in Texas. And, you know, because a lot of people, when they come to Texas, they fall in love with it. They fall in love with areas of Texas. And I just thought that was kind of cool, man. It really just, the imagery the song provides, without being very vivid, is kind of something that captured me.
Well, let's take a listen. This is Even Texas Couldn't Hold Her by Casey Chestnut on 106.1 Flip FM.
Panhandle sunsets, blue mountains by the highway in the springtime. Corpus Christi beaches, walks along the seawall in the moonlight. So I never dreamed she'd leave it all. But tonight, Fort Worth's feeling colder. San Antonio's slowly like never before. Ain't no use looking over my shoulder. 'Cause all the hole in Houston wouldn't keep me from losing her when she made up her mind it was over. Even Texas couldn't hold her. Born and raised in Beaumont, she always said the Lone Star was her first love. So this morning as I watched her rolling towards the state line in a pickup, I knew there was no chance for the two of us. So tonight, Fort Worth's feeling colder. San Antonio's lonely like never before. Ain't no use looking over my shoulder. Saw the hole in Houston wouldn't keep me from losing her. Well, she made up her mind it was over. even Texas couldn't hold her. Lubbock, Lord knows how much she loved it. Till I know this town's really over. Even Texas couldn't hold her. Even Texas couldn't hold her.
That was Even Texas Couldn't Hold Her by Casey Chestnut on Live from the Back Room on 106.1 Flip FM. Now, Casey, this is from an album that you put out last year called Down Mexico Way, or an EP, I guess I would officially say. But tell us about the overall production of Down Mexico Way.
So a lot of the songs on that album were songs that we'd kind of flipped through, and Roger Springer wrote Down Mexico Way, and it just kind of captured the essence of the album. You know, we wanted a Texas feel, but we also kind of wanted our down-to-earth kind of like, you know, 90s country style, but kind of also new Texas country style. And all those songs kind of hit everywhere between. You know, it hits from like today's Texas country to what it was in the early 90s when you know, honky-tonk music was really strong. And it goes as far back with Don't Talk to Me That Way, and then you come up to Even Texas Couldn't Hold Her, and that's how like country music in Texas sounds now. And all the songs between that, it kind of carries through the eras when you listen to country music throughout Texas history. I feel like we hit the nail on the head with that one. I feel like we hit just about every style of, or not every single style, but every major genre and style of Texas country with that album. And Down Mexico Way was a really cool song too, man. It just kind of put the imagery was there again, and it had that really cool kind of cat gut string guitar kind of feel with the beach, and then you also had that southern and west Texas kind of feel to it. It's just a great song, man.
So influence wise you know, like you said, it's a little bit of kind of everything as far as Texas country goes, but you know what, for you, you know, what is the quintessential sound that you just, first time you heard it, you're like, I want that. I want to incorporate that into my music. Was it more of the not Spanish influence necessarily, but like, you know, Tejano, I guess, influence, or was it more of the steel guitar? Where was that line for you that you're like, I'm gonna grasp that and take it?
The fiddle. I love the fiddle. It's my favorite instrument in country music. Anytime there's a fiddle in country music, I appreciate it. I don't know what it is, but it just really brings country music together. And a lot of the stuff, like, I used to listen to a lot of Randy Rogers and Wade Bowen and stuff like that. And those guys, you know, William Clark Green, even himself, like, they just use so much fiddle in their songs. And it's usually a very powerful, you know, it brings the song together, in my opinion. And I gotta try and play songs to me where I feel like a fiddle can really fit in the picture and really bring the song together.
We're going to have you back up here for Bob Wills Day. He's coming up then.
Absolutely.
There are a lot of fiddlers. You can throw a rock and hit a fiddler, you know, yeah, on that weekend.
Oh, yeah.
But don't hit their playing hands, you know, yeah, obviously.
Yeah.
So, Casey, I'd love for you to play something for us, if you don't mind, you know.
Absolutely, man.
Tell us kind of what we're going to hear.
So, this song right here is Down Mexico Way. This is the one we're going to be pushing as soon as we can. After Even Texas Couldn't Hold Her is really making its mark. We hope that people listen to this one as well. Again, this is another song I feel really strong about. And yeah, so we're going to start with it. It's called it's the title track to our album.
All right, this is Casey's Chestnut on Live from the Back Room.
Down Mexico way, there's an old city just off the coast. The girls are all pretty, sangria flows. It sure goes down good in the sun. And time moves as slow as boats on the ocean. Nobody cares, or nobody's going. That's where you go when you run out of places to run. I spent a lifetime one night lost in the Spanish she spoke, and eyes deep as the sea. And I've been thinking I might start heading Mexico way. Maybe she's waiting on me. Oh, I had to leave. I left in a hurry and had to hurt her as much as it hurt me, 'cause the feeling we found was something that's so hard to find. And I tried to move on here in Laredo, and I've held a few, and I've never let go. That desert rose that still dances through dreams in my mind. I spent a lifetime one night lost in the Spanish she spoke, and eyes deep as the sea. And I've been thinking I might start heading Mexico way. Maybe she's waiting on me.
You're listening to Live from the Back Room on 106.1 Flip FM. Casey Chestnut playing Mexico Way. Very nice.
Thank you.
So, we were talking beforehand, and I noticed, those of you who watch the video that of Casey performing this song will notice, your guitar, right underneath the strings, obviously, you know, already has some wear to it, and understand it's actually not that old of an instrument.
No, I got this guitar like 6 months ago, and what I liked about it was that it did not have a pick guard, as most guitars do, which usually prevents this kind of thing from happening. But I wanted a Willie Nelson guitar, as I call it.
What does he call that thing? Like, is it? Does he name it? Like, he's got a name for it, right?
Or I can't think of it off my head. But I, you know, Martin sent him a letter. Was like, hey, you know, we'll send you a new guitar. And he's like, nah, I like it. So I'm hoping that one day Taylor hits me up and says, hey, we'll send you a brand new guitar, and I'm gonna take the offer. So it's just a work in progress, really. But this is due to, this is due to 5 or 6. Gigs a week, man. This is not that old of a guitar, but how often I play in bars and beer joints and restaurants, whatever it may be. This guitar has been through a lot already.
So you've been putting in the work for the past couple of years, and you know, I understand kind of the timeline of events. Correct me if I'm wrong in this, but you got out of the military kind of right as, you know, COVID kind of became a problem for everybody.
Man, oh, it was rough. So I got out of the military. I just couldn't do the deployments, being married. You know, I wanted to start a family. And It just was something that, you know, when I got out, it kind of seemed like we had it figured out. I wanted to be a police officer, and a lot of the schools and academies weren't really happening at the time. Everything was shut down, and you couldn't really find a job anywhere else because nobody was open. So luckily for me, I don't know how or why, but I got blessed with the fact that, you know, neighboring state was opened up, and they had a lot of bars, beer joints out there that were still hiring live music. And if it wasn't for the state of Louisiana, I don't think I would have had food on the table or rent paid. And eventually Texas opened back up, and I was able to come back to a lot of the Texas music scene and start playing here too. And I just realized this is all I really know how to do and all I really enjoy doing. So it's what I continue to do.
So you started, understand, as kind of a teenager, like a lot of teenagers do.
Yeah.
You were already kind of familiar with the Texas music scene kind of beforehand. I mean, being away for a while, kind of obviously seeing the world for a while, what is it? Is it different now kind of going back? I mean, obviously we're in a kind of a different situation with COVID and kind of the aftermath of that of playing, but, you know, has it been like just kind of picking up where you left off, or are you kind of having to kind of deal with a newer system?
It's kind of where I left off, man. When I went off to go to boot camp, I kind of just left all the same venues I'm playing now. And I came back to them and started, if I felt like I was 16 again, 16, 17, running around on a school night, you know, in beer joints, which is what every 16-year-old does. No, I was one of the few that was doing that. And when I got back, you know, obviously I didn't have to sneak beer on the stage anymore. I could just drink it out in the open. And, you know, it's after I started picking up where I'd left off, I noticed that it started to progress, and we started to kind of pick up some bigger venues. And I got a new band behind me. My last band, we just weren't working enough. And now that we've got a new group of guys we're able to get working again, and we got a new team member that's helping us get back to it. I think things are starting to pick up for us, and we're starting to kind of see more full band Casey Chestnut shows versus the typical bar scene on a Friday, Saturday, Sunday night. And that's really going to help with it's just more fun playing in a band than it is by yourself 6 days a week, and it's a little bit easier on your voice.
So a couple of questions kind of as we start to land this plane. You know, you mentioned you wanted to start a family. I understand you have a child now?
Yes, I have a 10-month-old daughter. Her name is Annie Mae, and she is, I'm doing everything I can to make sure she's not a musician.
You don't want that third generation kind of thing going?
Oh, God, no. I want her to I want her to have a real job, you know?
Have her become an accountant or something like that.
Oh,
get her,
yeah,
get her in better. The numbers.
Set her, something better than that. I don't know if she'll do anything with numbers. I mean, she's a chestnut, so I'm...
And then if people are looking for you, you know, where do you exist online? If someone wants to go find your, you or your concert dates or anything like that.
So we have our music available on all streaming platforms, Apple Music, Spotify, Pandora, for the cost conscientious people like myself. Amazon Music, iTunes, all that good stuff. We also have a website and a Facebook page. It's just caseychestnut.com. There's no T in the middle, two T's at the end. I've always got to say that. The Facebook page, you know, we'll like it, share it. We have a lot of stuff on there. We post a lot of our news, a lot of our show dates. We've actually got quite a few coming up, so please check that out. And people have been asking about CDs, and we finally got some of those signed. And if you guys are still trying to grab one, I know a lot of people don't know what CDs are, but a lot of people are still driving their dad's truck, or, you know, they're still, you know, nobody's got the money for a new vehicle right now. So I know there's not a lot of people with CD players or that, or they just want the memorabilia, but we did get a lot of those in, and we did start signing them for you guys. So go ahead and check out the Facebook page or website, and we'll get you one of those.
Any cassettes or records also, since?
We have some 8-tracks for sale.
Nice. Hey, you know.
we do a lot of, we did get a lot of koozies. We got a lot of requests for koozies. I guess people like their beer pretty cold. So we got a lot of those in too.
Very cool. Well, Casey, we understand, you know, that we'd love you to, you know, close us out with something, and understand that you kind of have some songs that you're familiar with from childhood.
Yeah, absolutely. One of my favorites. So the story behind this song, what really, when I got my career kind of started when I was a kid in high school, I thought a good opportunity to further it and get the most use out of being in school was to join the FFA and try to do the talent show, because I didn't know what else to do. I remember when I first started doing it, I tried to do this particular song, Old Country, and they were like, you can't do that because this is a school function. And I was like, it's just a song about a guy and a girl meeting up in a hotel. And then I thought about it, and I was like, it's about a one-night stand. So they shut that down. I did something else instead. But I'm, you know, I'm pretty sure our listeners don't really care about that. And, you know, they just want to hear good music. So I'm going to play it for you guys.
This has been Casey Chestnut on Live from the Back Room on 106.1 Flip FM.
City sun goes down at night, making way for neon lights. Country boys looking at the moon. City girl is dressed just right, she may stay out late tonight. Country boy just plowed a day till noon. From Birmingham to Ohio, how they met nobody knows. Every now and then they get together. Used to wanna climb the walls and never really be loved at all. Not until whole country came to town. He's the first one to the room. Ice and drinks will be up soon. Everything's perfect, she walks in. Kiss and hold each other tight, for they know what's in store tonight. This ain't some place they had never been. Birmingham to Ohio, have they met nobody knows. Every now and then they get together. She used to want to climb the walls, she never really been loved at all. Not until whole country came to town. She used to wanna climb the walls, she never really been loved at all. Not until whole country came to town.